Again from the letter of James. Be doers of the word, and not merely hearers who deceive themselves. For if any are hearers of the word and not doers, they are like those who look at themselves in a mirror. For they look at themselves and, going away, immediately forget what they were like. But those who look into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and persevere, being not hearers who forget, but doers who act, they will be blessed in their doing. So that together we may hear and see and feel the difference between being a hearer of the word and a doer of the word, I'd like to tell you a real whale of a true story. And some of you may have heard me tell this story before, yet instead of making apologies, I'm forging boldly ahead, encouraged by the author of Deuteronomy chapter 4, who says in our first reading, "But take care and watch yourselves closely, so as neither to forget the things your eyes have seen, nor let them slip from your mind all the days of your life. Make them known to your children and your children's children." In other words, for a story to remain memorable, it must be repeated. And stories that remind us how to be doers of the word with every fiber of our being, doers of the liberating promises of God, are worth repeating. Today's telling of this whale of a true story begins this past Sunday, as my partner Steve and I arrived in Rockport, just up the coast on Cape Ann. This is the 45th summer of my returning to the rocky outlook at the end of a public footpath that bears my husband's family name, Reed's Lane. But this past Sunday, for the first time in 45 years, when we got to the end of the lane and stood on the rocks overlooking the ocean, we were greeted by a whale. A pilot whale finning along offshore, but inside the old unfinished breakwater, close enough to see without binoculars. Until last Sunday, our Cape Ann whale watching required getting into a boat. And so it was, one summer day many, many years ago, that Steve and I got into a boat and left Cape Ann, set our sails in search of whales. It was a perfect summer day. Blue sky, calm seas, and a breeze just brisk enough to fill our sails. The sails of our 19-foot boat. Now back then, the word was to encounter whales, you had to travel to Stellwagen Bank. Stellwagen Bank, 10 miles from shore, out of sight of land, in our 19-foot boat. And so on that day many years ago, when we reached the tip of Stellwagen Bank, we were rewarded. Off in the distance, there was a whale spouting. Not one, but two. Two whales, two humpback whales swimming in tandem. Humpback whales, 45 feet in length or longer, each weighing about 1,000 pounds or more per foot. And we could see them finning along, and what you get is initially 30 feet of sleek black back. And then along comes this little fin, the dorsal fin, a piece of punctuation that is unique to each humpback whale, its own weathered shape. It's how serious whale watchers identify which whale is which, because of that little fin. And then after that, you get 15 more feet of sleek black back. And then, if the whale is ready to sound, to dive, you see the tail with a wingspan of a small plane, flukes that rise up as if to launch skyward before the descent in a tremendous curtain of water. First, we saw one. And then the second. And so we set our boat's course to parallel theirs, our 19-foot boat, 10 miles from shore, watching whales off in the distance, but still close enough to thrill at their immensity and grace. Then, another boat appears on the scene, a large boat built for deep sea fishing, but on this occasion it's carrying easily 20 people who are doing exactly what we are doing, and that is whale watching. So now, two boats with whales in between on parallel courses. Until, gradually, the whales begin to adjust their course. Maybe they were disturbed by the engine noise from the larger fishing boat. So they adjust their course to swim closer and closer and closer to our 19-foot boat, 10 miles from shore. Two humpback whales, each 45 feet long, weighing 50 to 65,000 pounds each. Closer and closer and closer until the nearest of the two is swimming, oh, maybe 30 feet off the side of our boat and coming closer. And as they snuggled closer and closer, all hearts in our boat were beating faster and faster until one of the hearts in our boat could no longer be contained. And now what I want you to see is a 60-pound black Labrador retriever launching himself off the side of our boat, his ears straight out, arcing over the water, legs stretching, leaping with every fiber of his canine being toward the whales. And the question of that moment, which remains unanswered today, what was he thinking? All I've been able to come up with is that there he saw two of the biggest black dogs he had ever seen doing exactly what God made black dogs to do. and the call to join them and be true to his design was overpowering. Now, until that day, Marley was that dog's name. But from that day forward, we knew better. We knew that his truest name, his perfect name, was Dog Who Swims With Whales. The difference between being a hearer and a doer of God's word is like the difference between being a mere watcher of whales and a leaper ready to leave the confines of the boat in order to be true to the call to swim. For if any are hearers of the word and not doers, they are like those who look at themselves in a mirror. Which is to say, when we're regarding ourselves in a mirror, we clearly see who we are, but there is no way forward. There is no call, no path, so that we may express ourselves to the fullest. But those who look into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and persevere, being not hearers who forget, but doers who act, they will be blessed in their doing. The perfect law, God's perfect law, is a call to be freed. It is a commandment of liberation. It is to be released to be who God made you to be, and to do that with every fiber of your being. Leave the confines of your boat if you are designed to swim, and swim. And if you are designed to steer the boat, leap into action when need be, especially for the care of the neighbor, even if the neighbor is a dog, especially when the neighbor is in danger. If you are designed to steer the boat for all your worth, which is exactly what Steve did when Marley leaped off the side. And if you are designed to be a namer and a caller to creatures in danger, leap into action and yell out with all the power that your lungs can muster, because that's what I did. And when I called Marley's name, he turned towards me and was turning to swim back in the direction of my voice, just as the whales were sounding, that is, diving, creating a vortex of water that, had he been any closer, would have pulled him under. We are born of water. We are reborn and renewed each day as we remember that we are baptized into God's perfect law of unbounded grace. Grace best and most fully expressed in love and care for the neighbor. Through water and the word, we are free to embrace our callings fearlessly, even where the water is deep, the boat is small, and there is no land in sight. Amen.